The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "You are a people sacred to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from among all nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was not because you are the largest of all nations that the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, for you are really the smallest of all nations. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God who keeps his merciful covenant toward down to the thousandth generation, toward those who love him and keep his commandments, but who repays with destruction a person who hates him. He does not dally with such a one, but makes them personally pay for it. You shall therefore carefully observe the commandments and the statutes and the decrees that I enjoin on you today. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. He pardons all your iniquities, heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, but yet if we love one another, God remains in us and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he is in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At the time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, And the Feast of the Sacred Heart can be summed up in the second reading, where St. John tells us who God is. God is love. Now, I think that some people get turned off by this God is love thing. Why? Because when you see it on the internet or you see it on posters, what do you see? God is love and there's little hearts. And that's just cliche. Oh yeah, heart, 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 heart. If you want to say God is love, what does that look like? Look at the crucifix. That's what it means, God is love. It costs you everything, you give everything, and this, when you give everything, that gives life to others. And so it starts off by saying, God loved us. This is what love is. God loved us first, it says in this reading, not the reading today, but in this letter. It says, God loved us, and we have come to know and believe in this love God has for us. And I believe most of us have not. You know, it says it here, but I remember when I was in Rome years ago, the first time I went to Rome, I was in major seminary and all the seminarians went. I got to go to confession at St. Peter's Basilica. It was one of the ones that were nice. I didn't get yelled at like I did at St. Mary Major, but that's all beside the point. And as I'm confessing my sins to this priest after I'm done, he says, do you know what your problem is? And he says, I have many of them, Father. What are you talking? Which problem are you looking at? He says, your problem is you don't know how much God loves you. And I said, yes, that's what my spiritual director has been trying to tell me for years. And that's true for most of us. We just don't know it. And because we don't know the love of God in our own lives, then that's where it becomes hard to love others. Because we really feel that God judges us, that God is ready to come against us, that God, as soon as we do something wrong, he's there ready to jump on us. And so then we do the same thing to others. Again, I've said for years, it's easy for me to love God, but it's not so easy to love other people. Huh? I'm reading this book, I'm just finishing it now, it's called On Fire, by a guy named John O'Leary, who's a Catholic out of St. Louis. When he was 8 years old, he set his house on fire, not on purpose. He was playing with matches next to some gasoline, and he was burned 100% of his body. He wasn't to live. And it's a great story about his life. It's phenomenal. Anyway, but the last chapter, it talks about how we're called to love each other. And I'm reading it yesterday as I'm listening to it, and it's like, because he says, now this is what I want you to do. Every time you meet somebody, I want you to go up to them and say, you don't have to say it outside, but you got to say it inside, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like, I'm not going to do that. No, that's not the thing. But when we talk about we're called to love each other, we have to learn to do that in our hearts, because usually he talks about how we don't like each other and we come up ready to fight with others instead of, like, if you get into the practice that saying in your heart when you meet somebody or with somebody, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. So I give you his advice. It's not mine, but it's his. And I think it's good advice that we come up to people and we know how much we're loved by God. Then we can tell others, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.